Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell everybody,
tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your husband, tell everybody there is, everybody, all about this sort of magic and majesty. Tell everybody. All right. Okay. Now, if you've basically been joining us, where have you been? We've been doing so. We've been going around doing this whole world journey and whatever and whatnot and what have you. We've been exploring the world, traveling all the continents, the seven seas, literally trying to help the homeless. I used to live in McKinleyville. Organic OK came across me. He met me. He got a hold of me, and he asked me to join him on this journey. We've been all over. Now we're in Washington, D.C., where we've been for several episodes now. Sorry to be a minute on the air. We were having technical difficulties, big problems. Now I'm back with style. The truth is, we're going to try to take a second when we get to Washington, D.C., because in his own words, he said himself, I still feel there's a lot of work to be done. He was right. Dang, he was right. He was absolutely right. The rain. Truth is,
there was something to be done.
Something major. Something hard.
Anywho, oh, I'm sorry. Dang it. Well, the worst thing you can do is be quiet on the air like that. I need to talk. Went back to Washington, D.C. Now, Washington, D.C., you need to know this. You're listening to Cocooning from the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. Now, the truth is, Washington, D.C. was a place that was built on a swamp, sort of cesspool. And there's a lot of pollution going on there. I'm not just talking about the hot air the politicians are spewing. Which is basically carbon monoxide for all of us in every possible way and form. What I said was basically, I told Organic at one point, we need a change, a major change, a big change. I've got to make things better. It's not so much to pick up everybody's garbage, because there's always a danger. If you pick up their mess, they're just, you know what they're going to think? Now we're free to make a mess. Somebody else will take care of it. Somebody clips somebody else's mess. They don't learn their own, you know. You have to make people responsible for their actions. Make them fix the damage they did. That they'll remember. Besides, I know we're trying to clean up the planet because we all have to live here. But people who litter it, are they thinking about taking care of themselves? I don't know.
Dang. I don't know. I just don't know. Truth is, there's something to be done here. We need to do something. So basically, we went trying to go back and we tried to campaign a little bit. And I came across somebody who was telling me they were afraid to go to a homeless shelter. A lot of disease and dirt in those places. They're not clean. I asked them, is it clean out here? And they said they're afraid because a lot of people out there who will jack them, cut them for something. People are destitute. They're not something, they're nothing to lose. Living like this on the street does that to you. That's a real thing. I wanted to help. I wanted to make things better, but how? Dang it, how? Here I was, basically somebody from McKinleyville, California, just thinking about how I've been all over. I'm interested in telling you, we picked up garbage. we're putting some of the filth around there. We're trying to get more homeless shelters to take more people in. We're trying to get soup kitchens to accommodate them. In D.C., they're always worried about good politics. They're always worried about how they look. So maybe we could force them to really do this, to, you know. But somehow, I don't know, with all this, I remember thinking, I don't know. Are we really making a difference? Well, I kept asking myself, are we making a difference? And what's scary is I don't think we're making enough of a difference. I don't think we're doing enough here. I want to see everybody, all the people on this street, people who basically may not even be allowed to vote because they've been thrown out and cast adrift, to get together and do something. Something. Help needs to be done. Truth is, there is kind of, I don't know, this sort of message. There is just kind of something that I don't know. I remember thinking, we need to do something. Think about Washington, D.C. Is that Washington, D.C. was basically a place that just needed some better politics. People helping. I went to all the neighbors I could and asked them, we're going to clean up there. We're going to help all of you, but we want you all to help each other. To unite. If everyone is united, we can work towards this greater good, this sort of, I don't know. We can basically build a kind of helping this homeless problem, make sure everybody is sheltered, if everybody's working together. We got to stop being every man for themselves. Because you don't work. Not in a society. It was so difficult. I mean, I was going asking everybody, how could they trust each other? They were afraid to touch each other because, you know, they're vagrants. They're vagabonds, as I like to call them. They're on the street, and they're dirty, filthy even, filthy out there. They're afraid to touch one of them, get physical contact, they'll give each other something. Things were so bad, I couldn't believe it. You know what's funny? When I heard how bad things were because of my... I wanted one day if I would be homeless. I mean, there's a problem, literally, you know, to be homeless, you had to really, that's something really wrong. You just won't work, you're just lazy, and you want to. Well, now, anybody can be. Things are so bad right now. Things are so bad. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I'll tell you the truth. I basically found myself saying, I don't know if I'm going to help enough. I wanted to go to Organic and tell him to his face. And I didn't expect a mark for this, and we did our job. We picked up the garbage. But these people are all afraid of each other. They're afraid to really get together and close, whatever. And this is before, you know, the coronavirus thing was spreading around. Now, this is before that. Before. There's all different kinds of diseases and illnesses and whatever that work together and pop up and whatever. And you know what? People need to be like that. We need to basically fight disease, but then we need to be like that, uniting for that greater good, for some kind of improvement. We need to. Me, I was so dang frustrated because this was a place that needed help. And I'm like, there's all these politicians here doing political things. They're doing all these good ink, helping the homeless problem. It was clean, exactly. I mean, Washington, D.C., I know all the streets we visited looked kind of the same because we were in parts of the world where homelessness was a real problem, but this place, it was especially bad. It happens in the bigger cities, bigger metropolises.
It happens.
Me? I was just sitting there thinking to myself, we should do something. Something. But I still don't know what.
Do something. What? What are we going to do? What can we do? What can we do as a system? What can merely us do? Forget about what we can all do as a society, as a group of people. What can we, organic, okay, you know, band of people going around cleaning up, what can we do? What could we do? There I was, brokenhearted, paid to vote and only, well, you know, I don't know. I basically tried to, honestly, I told Organic, we need to just clean up after them. We need to get them to help each other, every single one of them. They all told me their usual story. Some of them were politically active here. And you know something? Even though they basically had a need to leave Washington, D.C., because I told you, one of the worst places to be homeless is a place where it snows. And it snows up there. That's kind of up north. They said, with their own eyes, with their own everything, they said it with their own lips.
They said it.
What were they supposed to do? I mean, how could they travel? But also, all their friends and family are kind of here. I wouldn't take them in, but I don't know if I'm going to be so homeless right now. It's bad. The world is bad. It still is. I know we were helping. We were cleaning up the community. We were doing something. We were. But somehow we weren't doing as much as we wanted to. That's the thing about being one of those social workers who basically going around doing all this. You're never quite helping about as much as you want to. Organic said, we weren't going to go away. He wanted us to work just a little bit harder to change things. So you know what? Yeah. I talk to people. I listen to their stories. I ask them what they believe politically. I don't want to mention any political names. I'm not going to plug anybody. But dang, some of them were talking about how they were big supporters of very little politicians who pretty much passed the bills and the laws that got them on the street in the first place, that made them homeless. They still swung that way politically. That's a fact. I was astonished. Things were bad. There I felt completely without means. Because I felt like we can't give these people the help that they need. We can't give them everything they need. I mean, actually, Organic made it so there was a few, there were some clothes. There were some more clothes that he handed some people on the street and said, here, take this jacket. There's a few of that. But you know how big Washington, D.C. is? How much was he really helping? Helping a little. Not enough. I'm going to say you can't save everybody. Well, maybe we can, but we just don't. Maybe some of us don't want business. We're trying to thin out the herd. Maybe, I've said this before, but really, maybe, I don't know. There's less people. There's more resources for others. Maybe there just are too many people in the world right about now. 15 minutes after the hour, 8:15 here on the program. Cocoon from the microphone. I'm here with DJ Butterfly Species, the one and only. The show is brought to you by Organic OK. Check out Maya Harrison. She's from Washington, D.C. She was born there. I kid you not. She is a real ass entertainer. She's going around the world herself entertaining all. She sounded like we were. But of course, we had a greater cause. Check her out online. Get involved with the calls. We're at 1-515-605-9709.
That's 1-515-605-9709. Anywho, it was such a thing. It was such an amazing thing. It was such a thing. I don't know. It was such an ordeal. It was such a major, major, major ordeal. I don't know. I mean, honestly. I don't know what to do. I don't. I basically find myself just at a loss. I wanted to basically ask Organ if we could just take all these people out of here. Just, maybe you've got money. Maybe there's a way you can help to basically have a foundation to help in this and whatever. Maybe there's something like there that can be done. Maybe, just maybe. It don't need to be like this. It doesn't have to be. It's okay. I mean, maybe there's just something that can be done. Good people. I was basically just so frustrated. I'm thinking that these people need all our help. We pick up garbage for them and talk to them. We try to campaign to basically to get the government to open up a few more space in the homeless facilities and whatever. We're trying to get people to work, but how much help are we really doing? How much? I don't know. The truth is, I was basically out there trying to hustle. I was trying to basically think, maybe we should stay here even longer and help these people. I know it's cold here, and unless you're a politician, a registered voter, you got almost like no place in Washington, D.C., but it's wonderful. But dang it, these people need us. We got to do something. Okay, so we are doing something. Clean up the homeless. And we're helping the homeless. We're helping a lot of them. You know, we're going around, we're picking up trash, making things a little bit better for them. But the truth is, the whole world doesn't necessarily. Life isn't fair. A lot of people just get a bad shape. I get you. I understood. But dang it.
I had to do something.
Could we take a few of them with us? Like, all right, man, but here's the thing. You got to basically literally try to help every single body, picking up every body literally that works, that kind of, you want to pick up everybody, every single person, a beggar in every town. I got to take care of them and, take care of whatever. Look, I know I got resources, man, but I can't just pick them all up and just have them come around and pick up garbage. I can't do that. The system has to do something. The system. I'm one person. That government has to do something. Anywho, dang, I mean, I was just, all right. Got to get a few more homeless shelters. Got to basically find a way to basically make sure more of them have jobs and a place to stay. Maybe if we make that clear, maybe I went to some of those basically, communities that help feed the homeless and, whatever. And I got them to I tried to ask them, how can we basically help even more? So how can we make things better? I don't know. Maybe give a few more homeless people jobs, like
it's like when they're on the street, they're basically just thrown there to rot. It's all over for them. They're thrown out of work, then they lose their home, and then they're on the street.
She ain't right.
Nothing about this is right. Nothing. Something has to be done. Something. Things are bad. How do you get by? What do you have to fall back on? What do you do? See, I sort of thinking in my head that if basically the homeless, if they united, if they had their own guild, their own whatever, there's some homeless that gets together and build like shanty towns and whatever. That's something. You know? You know what I'm talking about. There's something there. Like, they do that. They could get by. Get that started. Organic wondered why I kept trying to push that housing pod thing. It's just that when I first heard of it, I thought we had more of those, more. People have a place to stay, to live. It seemed like the answer that was going to cure everything, that was going to basically, but then you think, where do they put them all? I don't know, somewhere. Somewhere for them to live. And I understood why so many homeless people went nuts. They were so mad about the life that they'd gotten, how they were on that street and whatever. But they became vengeful. But they went mad. It wasn't right. It wasn't right. I need to do something. But of course, the question was what? And how? So once again, I went to all those dang things Washington, D.C. had about the homeless and the litter and tried to get basically them to help you more homeless people to make some good ink. I also got to, you know, I also asked more of the homeless to get involved and team up together. Now, they were afraid of each other, but I said, this is the key to survival. We need to work together. You understand how that is. In the end, the answer is you can try to make a difference, but you might not make one about as big as you'd like to. But what else is there? I kept wanting to wish that there was some kind of program that took care of everybody, that helped them and united people and whatever. The sad thing is, I didn't have that. I was trying to get something started. Things are bad. Things need to get better. I tried telling some of the people, the homeless people that I talked to on the street, that I befriended, that one of the problems is the more that technology gets, the more people are thrown out of work, building machines to do things that the people used to do. That's where all the trouble started. Future really is now, but it's making humanity obsolete. And you wonder, what are we going to do? I'm sorry, I'm repeating myself, but really, it's just so frustrating. So we packed up our things and got ready to go. I said, Organic, can you tell me I made a difference? Of course you did. You need to get validation from yourself and not be so in need of trying to get somebody else to tell you you did a good job, good boy. You did. You didn't do everything you wanted to do, but try to do a lot of stuff that you really weren't going to be able to do. We can't do everything. We got to make things better. We can only help things a little bit. We help a little bit here and there. You know, we do all this community cleaning up and whatever. Never. But the problem is, we do a little bit here and there, somehow we don't help the big picture. That stuck with me. That really stuck with me hard. As I remember, normally when we leave, I'm just trying to get some sleep on whatever bus or train or plane we're taking. But this time I looked back at Washington, D.C., and I felt like I want to stay there at least until we've made some real changes. This is a place, this is the root of politics. Dang it, we should be moving some waves here, making something happen. We should be. We should be doing something. Something big. I'm sorry. I know I'm just moaning here. Too much dead air. I got to stop that. But the point is, walked away. I knew I made a difference. But I want to make a much bigger one. Much bigger. In the end, I don't think we helped enough. We didn't help. We didn't. You've been listening to Kakuna from the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces, one and only. Mm-hmm. Check us out. We're on the web. Look up Kakuna from the Microphone. And you know what? Help us out a little bit. Try to clean up the community, your own community. Pick up a little bit of garbage where you live, okay? You can hear all our shows at Blog Talk Radio. And check out a little singer called Maya Harrison. Boy, she got some vocals. I want to thank everybody who might hear this at some point and think, I want to help the homeless. I want to clean up the planet, the only planet we've got. Because look around. Things are getting worse. Okay, we're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Thank you.